Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from David Vincent and Canamex Gold, because Canamex did issue another interesting news release focused on these security tokens, focused on the production, or let's say shovel-ready stage at the Brunner Gold Project in Nevada. David, you and I have talked about the strategy behind issuing these tokens that will be backed by future production at the Brunner Gold Project. Now, the news that came out on May 9th announces that Gold USA, symbol Gold, and the security token offering, the STO, will be underway. This is, again, just a further development, because you have talked about this offering now, but now it seems like it's much more on the horizon. Can you take us through how close this is to actually happening, and then we'll get into some of the further details on this STO?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. This was just an initial pre-launch announcement to say we're doing this and to give an overview of what the model looks like. The actual launch is imminent. We haven't specified a date in the release, but I'd expect an announcement to come out on that on an imminent basis, but I can't be specific.
So for a little bit more detail, for those people who were not following along, the strategy is here to issue tokens that will then be traded on the Ethereum blockchain, which people can store in their digital wallet, trade freely once they are on the blockchain, the Ethereum blockchain, but they will be backed by future gold production. This is really a way of legitimizing, putting some sort of hard asset behind a token. What is the ongoing, what do you want investors to understand when they are trying to balance out the difference between investing in the stock, the Canamex Gold stock, which is traded on the CSE under the symbol CSQ, and investing in these tokens?
Well, perhaps we start from another angle. Let's compare the differences between a security token offering, or an STO, and a utility token offering, or an ICO. I mean, there's been a lot of news around ICOs. I mean, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, et cetera, et cetera. So let's look at the fundamental differences there. An ICO is a utility token offering, and all it has is access to the protocol, which is the blockchain. It has no asset backing. Whereas a security token has ownership of an asset. Now, in the case of Gold USA, the asset is a gold royalty against the Brunner Gold Project, which is registered in the state of Nevada. So that is the asset, right? Also, with ICOs, the purchases tend to be speculators, whereas for a security token, the buyers are investors expecting a profit. And the third difference, which is quite important, with an ICO, it's really an unregulated crowd sale being done by a private company out of some, you know, dodgy offshore jurisdiction, whereas the STO is a regulated offering, and in the case of Canamex, it's a regulated offering under Canadian securities laws by a public listed company, and nobody's done it. We're the first company to do this in a Western jurisdiction. So we're kind of building the highway as we go. So that's the difference between an ICO and an STO. Now, what's the difference between an STO and an equity? Well, an equity share is a share in the company which has voting rights. But what it's exposed to is management risk. The security token isn't exposed to the management risk. In this case, it's got an asset backing against the gold project in the form of a royalty, right? The equity share probably has more leverage because of the arbitrage. It tends to trade at a cheaper price than the gold asset backing in the ground, whereas the security token has less leverage, but it's got more security and probably less volatility. And what it is essentially is a perpetual future call on gold for future physical delivery. Now, in this case, in the first week of the offering, the subscribers will be buying the gold at an equivalent price of $800 an ounce, which is about a 40% discount to the spot price. And the thing is this, we don't know what market price these tokens will trade at on the Ethereum blockchain through a coin exchange. I mean, they could well trade at a premium to spot because they're a perpetual future call. I mean, they don't expire. So, for example, if the tokens are trading at a premium to spot and folks are coming in at $800 an ounce, I mean, there's a 70% uplift, yes? So when you try and compare equity shares versus these security tokens, it's a bit like trying to compare apples and oranges. It really depends on what the investor's looking for.
Okay, and I think that is key for people to understand, because there are going to be investors looking at this saying, should I just sell my Canamex stock and buy these tokens? I think that there's a balance there, that people who want maybe different exposure to the company moving forward and to potentially future production moving forward. And as you said, David, this token offering, this STO, is going along with Canadian securities laws, which means that this initial offering is going to have to be bought by accredited investors. But then once those accredited investors have their token and it's on the Ethereum blockchain, then it is openly tradable. Really, anybody can buy it from there.
That's right, provided the buyers are registered on the particular coin exchange which we're talking to. I mean, the coin exchange has to vet their clients, so there'll be, I mean, to open an account, it's just like opening a bank account. I mean, you have to provide, a photographic ID and proof of residence to be a legitimate user of the exchange. And I think that's important from a KYC perspective, that we have, proper folks trading on these instruments.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, David, when it comes to the strategy of steadily increasing the price of these tokens from the launch date through to week 8, the price is going to go up. It's going to start at $4 US per token and increase about 5% each week. Why do this? Is it just to try to get the interest in the front end of this offering?
Well, there's two reasons. One is to get some interest early. And the second reason, it's a bit like a secondhand car auction sale. You're not quite sure what the car is going to sell for because no one's done it before. You've got a price range, so you go in there with a base price and then the auctioneer asks for bids. So we might find that we get bowled over in the first couple of weeks, in which case, we might miss one of those steps and increase the price significantly, because we find there's a lot of demand at that price. So it's a little bit like a book build as well. We're kind of building up the price to find out what the price is that the market is willing to subscribe at.
Yeah, and that's all just going to be kind of a process of finding out what the market wants, because this is such a new idea. And hey, this very much could be the way that general securities trading moves to, where we don't have to necessarily go through brokerage houses and we're not constricted by market hours. That is going to obviously take some time to develop if we go down that road. But involving this STO, is there a maximum amount of money that you're going to raise here? I see that there's a minimum subscription for 2,000 of these tokens, but what about a maximum level? Is there a certain level that you can issue?
I think once we get to a reasonable level for what we need to do at Bruna for the next couple of years, we'll probably close it. I don't, maybe around 10 million US, maybe more. And the other reason is we don't want to sell too many of these tokens too early, too cheaply. If we find out later that they trade on the secondary market at a significantly higher price, because that means we've been selling these things too cheaply and the market's willing to pay a higher price.
Yeah, so it's really just getting your feet wet, understanding the market appetite for something like this and seeing just how well it all functions in terms of when it is open to the general investor out there. Now, David, you mentioned that the proceeds will be used at the Bruner Gold Project. What are the plans there? How are you going to continue to develop that project? Because that is key as well to the company advancing, because these tokens are essentially backed by that future production.
Yes, well, we've already started the permitting process. We put out a release a couple of days back. We're doing the biological studies at the moment. And so that permitting process will continue over the following months through the state of Nevada. And we hope to get all those permits in place towards the end of this year, early next year, to be in a position to then commence the mine construction. The mine construction is phase two, where we need a larger capital raise, probably in the order of $35 million. But we suspect that as this STO universe takes off, there will be a lot more appetite in the market for these sorts of instruments. So, you know, we hope to raise the mine construction financing using a similar model to this, probably the same token, but potentially at a higher price. And also it depends on what the gold price is in 12 months also. I mean, who knows?
Exactly. It very much does. And there's so many moving parts to this because it is such a new idea, new venture utilizing the blockchain technology and finally having some sort of tokens backed by future production. So a lot of details for us still to cover. But first and foremost, seeing what happens on the launch date and the amount of interest that comes in. Because first and foremost, I think the point that we should point out to everybody is that these tokens are going to be, when you compare it to the spot price of gold, offered at quite a significant discount. Now, that discount will decrease week after week, but still, this is what you would think on paper, a pretty good investment to start off with because of that upfront discount. Can you address this comment?
Yeah, I mean, we're starting off at 40%, which is a very deep discount. The other thing we're looking at doing, and this will be in the terms of the offering, is 10% of the proceeds will be buying gold bullion, and that gold bullion will be stored in the Royal Canadian Mint. So from day one, there will already be 10% asset backing against the tokens in the form of physical metal, yes? Probably 70% of the proceeds we'll be putting into the Bruna permitting and development to get it to shovel-ready stage. And then 20% of the proceeds, what we're going to do is look around the market and see whether we can pick up a cheap property which is close to production, and all it needs is financing, yeah? And then we'll use the metal stream from that to further back these tokens.
Okay, that's very interesting. So you will be developing almost a gold portfolio, potentially through buying gold, but then also looking to acquire even more near-term production assets to, I guess, put at least initially more near-term some solid backing behind these actual tokens. It probably won't be enough to cover all of the actual tokens, but at least the investors that buy these tokens will understand that there is gold going to be developed and put into storage for some sort of a backing here.
Yeah, that's right. Now, if you look at the Royal Canadian Mint, they've got a product called a gold ETF, which trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Each unit is backed by physical gold bullion in the Royal Canadian Mint. Now, I've spoken to the guys there about, you know, how many ETF holders actually take physical delivery over a long period of time, and it's less than 1%. They prefer to buy and sell their ETF instruments on the exchange. So if they want to exit their position, I mean, why go through the logistics of taking physical delivery when you can just sell it on the exchange? What's the difference? Yeah.
Well, David, I have to say, I am glad that we had this conversation because it sheds a little bit more light on the strategy behind this STO. It actually sounds like you're trying to build a almost gold-backed ETF, but that is going to be traded through cryptocurrencies. This is all very interesting to me, and because we are in such close communication, I will be taking part in this STO. I'm going to take advantage of the deep discount and get in that first week when you announce the offer. offering is live. If anybody wants any more information or has any further questions about this offering and the overall strategy, please be sure to email me at fleck@kereport.com. As I mull this over, I'll have some more questions. So, David, I will be having you back on the show to further explain and follow up with the overall strategy behind what you're trying to build here. It's great chatting with you, David. Thank you again for your time, and we'll be chatting again soon.